Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. You've heard that it was said of ancient times, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire." Having addressed the concerns of religious leaders who were listening to him, Jesus began to articulate his own understanding of the law and the spirit which undergirded the commands of God. Jesus' instructions to his followers clearly really raised the bar on thoughtful, faithful living and what it entailed. Jesus was aware that killing and violence can take many different forms. While there was a well-defined prohibition against taking life, there were other forms of assault that were truly harmful in Jesus' understanding. You know, it's not, for instance, acceptable to kill someone, nor is it acceptable to assassinate someone's character. It's wrong to physically harm someone, and it's also wrong to damage someone emotionally or psychologically. It's not only against God's will to tear someone limb from limb, it's also against God's desires to tear someone asunder with harmful words spoken to their face or behind their back. For Jesus, violence is violence, no matter the form it takes. Physical, emotional, and verbal abuse, they're all reprehensible to God. So this understanding of faithful living was much more expansive than the Jewish law of Jesus' day. Jesus was aware that doing harm to another went well beyond what can be physically seen and felt. And you know this, hurt comes in so many forms. And people committed to love and kindness and peace need to understand that and adhere to the practices of living that build up instead of those that break down. For anyone who thought Jesus might be willing to bend or break rules and regulations, his own commands reflect how high his expectations were for his followers, us. The crime to be avoided in this passage isn't just murder. It's the anger and the rage that can lead to any kind of assault. To follow Jesus, which we desire to do, means to live with very high expectations. Jesus truly raised the bar on religious rules. So what I want you to ask yourself today is this: how can your thoughts be as destructive or as egregious as your actions? How can your thoughts be destructive? And then in terms of a practice, I want you to consider someone that you often complain about. We all have someone. Think of that person and find an occasion to offer praise for that person in the company of others and in their own hearing. So I want you to compliment them when others are around and when they are around to hear it as well. Let's pray. Lord God, we may not physically harm anyone, but our words, our anger, our aggressive tendencies can be punishing in their own way. Sticks and stones do damage, Lord, but words hurt too. And sometimes emotional pain lasts longer than that which afflicts us physically. So Lord, help us to ease up when we're feeling angry. Help us to hold our tongue when we're tempted to offer biting critique. Help us to be generous when we begin to get aggressive or hostile. Help us to be more like you. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.